We welcome in Karen Travers joining us live from the White House, where there's definitely a bit of a shakeup and still some questions about Chief of Staff.
Yeah, I mean, the John Kelly thing was not surprising. We've been talking about this on Friday, that this could be happening very soon. But the question was, who was going to take over? And for some time, the assumption, based on talking to people inside the White House, was that Nick Ayers was the leading contender. He is the vice president's chief of staff. And over the weekend, when the president announced that Kelly was leaving by the end of the year, he said somebody would be filling in on an interim basis, which gave more credibility to the Ayers possibility. But Ayers took himself out of the running yesterday, said he'll continue working on the campaign side of things for President Trump, but he will not be the next chief of staff.
All right. And there's supposed to be about four people on the short list right now for the president.
Four or five. We're looking at Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, Dave Bossie, who is a Trump deputy campaign chairman, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, the acting attorney general, Whitaker, and even the OMB director, Mick Mulvaney. So, none of these people seem to be the leading contender at this point or the obvious choice, but we'll see what the president says. He says he's going to make a decision soon.
All right, Karen, thank you. That's Karen Travers joining us live this morning from the White House.